How is it that some people can be happy even if they hold irrational philosophies? For example, I know Christians who enjoy their life and achieve their values. They're thoroughly happy, even though I see that they are not independent and not interested in the truth. Well, what is happiness? I give a discussion of that in OPAR, but it is not the same as a succession of random, short-range surface pleasures. The life of the party, who's joking and laughing all the time, that is not evidence that he's happy. Nor is a person who has several serial sex acts who enjoys the subsequent orgasms happy. Now, you see usually in social contexts the pleasures, the positive experiences of other people, unless you know them well, they don't show the signs of doubt and depression, or they don't foster them or misery. So you cannot judge from the casual observations of people, are they happy or are they not happy? Now, happiness for objectivism is metaphysical pleasure, pleasure in your existence because you have a tool of knowledge, reason, you have a goal which is purpose, and you have the capacity, the confidence to achieve it, self-esteem. Now, if you have that, then you have true happiness. But by definition, a Christian, he cannot have that, a believing Christian. They have to be dependents, uncertain of what they're doing, like Peter Keating. They cut themselves off from truth, as you say, from reality. They subvert their mind to their faith. They sacrifice their values as their moral duty. Well, they can't be any happier than Peter Keating. So if they achieve a value, it's self-contradictory. If they make a financial success, they feel guilty about it. If they want their child to be promoted over the other children, that's wrong. Even if they want to defend themselves, they feel guilty because, you know, you're not supposed to. They live a life of contradiction, wisps of achievement combined with wisps of surface pain, underneath it, uncertainty and unhappiness. So no, if you have irrational philosophies, you cannot be.